Today's episode of Part of My Take is brought to you by Simply Safe. Ever find yourself almost all the way to work, or maybe you're out with your family and friends and you get that nagging feeling? Did I close that window? Did I lock that door? To be honest, I don't know if my home is locked up right now. But I'm not worried about it because we've got Simply Safe home security at my place. It's just a nice extra layer of protection to know Simply Safe is there. Simply Safe has an arsenal of sensors to protect your entire home and keep your family safe. Simply Safe got rid of everything that makes most home security such a pain. There's no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, and they won't gouge you. It's just $14.99 a month. That's three times less than what other companies charge. So protect your home the smart way. Visit simplysafepmt.com. Go right now, and you'll also get free shipping on your order and a free keychain remote worth $25. It takes only a minute. simplysafepmt.com. That's simplysafepmt.com. Don't be that sucker who doesn't take care of your loved ones and possessions. SimplySafePMT.com. Let's go. Welcome to Part of My Take. It is Friday, October 7th.
And the Boston Red Sox are dead.
They're not dead, but Buck Showalter had to be very confused watching Terry Francona manage that game.
Yeah.
Because Andrew Miller and Cody Allen pitched 40 pitches each. Usually doesn't happen with a reliever. Yeah.
These stats coming out of you?
Here's a crazy stat. It's actually not a stat. Here's a crazy thought. When you get to the postseason, you pitch your best pitchers as much as possible.
That's wild. Hank, do you think that the Red Sox are regretting getting rid of Terry Francona?
No.
I'm going to be the first to say that they are. That's definitely a conversation that needs to happen in America starting now.
So start having
that conversation.
So we had game one blowout. The Blue Jays killed the Rangers 10-1. And then game one, a nail biter. The Indians held on to beat the Red Sox. And like I said, I mean, that game is Terry Francona. I love when managers do that in October. They're just like, you know what? My guys, there's no rules. There's no, this guy's pitching too many pitches. Mm-hmm. You just put your best guys out there until they get the job done.
Here's a little sabermetric stat for you. It's the first game Terry Francona's won in the playoffs since he quit Chaw.
Oh,
that's a great sabermetric.
Maybe he's secretly chawing.
I'm looking forward to seeing what kind of crazy shit Dusty Baker's going to start pulling. Mm. Because if there's a guy that hates stats and sabermetrics,
and going to get his pitcher,
Dusty might just start with his closers.
Mm-hmm.
Just set the tone.
Mm-hmm. He's a gut guy.
He's a baseball man and a gut guy.
Gut guy.
And so if you can start a series just with one scoreless inning, then all you need to do is follow it up with eight more and you win.
Yeah, I'm going to say I'm not going to miss, you know, Dusty Baker. The shot that we'll get in October of, like, the quick pan over to Dusty just chewing on that toothpick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just looking. Just the face is calm, but inside, you know, there's just, like, inner turmoil going on in his brain. Like, what the fuck do I do?
Yeah.
That's Dusty Baker.
He's a baseball man. That's what a baseball man always thinks.
He's a gut guy. All right. And then we also had the worst Thursday night football game to date.
I disagree. I would say it was the worst first half, and I was totally uninterested in the rest of the game, but it wasn't the worst.
Half a color rush.
We can do worse than this. Trust me. We've got a long season in front of us.
Blaine Gabbert, the 49ers, they might be the most dysfunctional franchise right now in pro football. When you think about where they were
just a few short years ago. You have no idea how Chip Kelly works. Right now, Chip Kelly, he's in phase one.
Okay.
He does the producers. He does the football producers everywhere he goes.
Yeah.
So he's in, well, by everywhere, I mean Philadelphia and now here.
Mm-hmm.
So phase one is tank.
Okay.
Okay. That's going pretty well.
Yep.
You can't say that it's not because it is.
No. Nope.
Phase one is suck. Phase two is draft good players. Phase three is trade those good players away and then suck again.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get fired after 3 years and then you have a lot of money.
What phase do you trade away all the black players?
That's phase two.
Okay. All right. Sorry.
I said good.
And then
you got racist with it.
I made it racial.
Yeah, we'll bleep that out.
Okay.
My bad.
That's phase two.
Yep.
And then phase three is just cash in and then go on to another team.
Here's something that we need to get in the pipeline. Chip Kelly back to Oregon.
Ooh.
Yeah, because
they're in some turmoil, lost three games in a row.
Just
they're
a short drive down I-5.
Yep. Silicon Valley to Nike Town. There's no connection there. I just named there's two something. Things that we are can, in each city.
That's how Chris Berman has made millions of dollars. Yeah, so right. I think you're doing fine.
There's your connection.
Oh, hit that one all the way to Nike.
But yeah, let's get it going. Chip Kelly.
Chip Kelly to Oregon, going back to college.
Listen, like Skip and Stephen A., they need each other, right? That's when they were both at their most successful.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Yeah.
So I think that's definitely going to happen. But it's not going to happen for another 2 years. That's where we might run into some trouble, is because Oregon's probably going to move on this year. Mm-hmm. Maybe
Oregon
Coach
brings
O to
Jim Tom Sula.
Oh, okay.
For 1 year in
Either
Oregon.
Way, yeah. Just bring in some fucker and then fire him when you get Chip Kelly back.
Some fucking piece of shit. Put that E on the podcast, Hank. Explicit. All right. We have a big time I should also say I'm on my way to Chicago. Hank is on his way to Cleveland. So we're.
I'm just going
to
be here.
Hold on the whole base.
I actually have the most important role of all,
Larry.
And that's taking care of Larry,
yeah.
Who is riding a 5-0 heater right now.
Woo.
He is absolutely on fire.
Okay.
He's a flame fish.
Yeah, he is. He's a flame fish.
New fish.
Flame fish.
Suck it, Darwin. He just evolved into a new kind.
So let's get. So, all right. So we'll all be back. Oh, no. Actually, Hank will not be with us on Sunday, but I'll be back on Sunday. But we'll all be going out to playoff baseball games while PFT holds down the home fort.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for doing that, bud. Hey. Appreciate it. You're like our designated driver. You're that loser. We let you hang out with us.
No problem.
Yeah.
I'll take the keys, guys.
Yeah. Drive mom's minivan around so that we can get drunk. Yep. But let's talk about some gambling. We have our Westgate gambling picks. Super contest. Shout out to Oddshark. Oddshark, thank you so much for getting us into this contest. And you should check it out, oddshark.com, for all your trends and your betting before you get going, before you wet the beak this weekend. Also, shout out Oddshark because you got a bunch of bloggers and people of note to be on your team. And a goldfish is kicking everyone's ass.
Larry is number one
13-8.
On Team Oddshark.
He's
yeah.
13-8. He's on a 5-0 run, like you said, and he's kicking our ass. So updated standings, Larry is 13-8 against the spread. PFT and I are 8-12 against the spread. Not so hot.
Not bad either, though.
No. Hey, could be worse. Could be 7-13 against the spread.
Mm-hmm.
And Hank is 9-11 against spread. 9-11, Hank. You feel good about that?
Feel great, as long as I'm above you guys.
Okay, 9-11.
Great numbers.
All right, cool,
that's
Hank.
That's a bit insensitive on your
part,
but okay.
All right, okay.
So for my picks this week, I'll just say I'm going to ride Larry, okay?
Yo, you're just piggybacking.
I'm piggybacking Larry.
You motherfucker.
If it's not broke, don't fix it.
That's illegal.
And, well, so I did not take the Cardinals.
So you're a Larry Fitzgerald this week?
I am a big-time Larry Fitzgerald. I'm swimming with the fish.
But you didn't take the Cardinals.
I didn't take the Cardinals, so instead of that, I'm going to take the Browns.
Okay.
Against the Patriots. I'm going to have them covering.
Wow. All right, so give us the other picks.
That's the dumbest pick of all time.
Yeah, I know.
Give us the other picks that Larry Fitzgerald's are riding.
I don't even remember.
Larry's throwing up in his tank right now.
Okay, Larry's picks, if we remember.
The Falcons.
I have it right here. Falcons, the Bengals, the Packers,
yep.
And the Buccaneers.
Yep.
Okay, so those are Larry and PFT's picks. Hank, you want to go?
Yeah, I like the Texans.
Okay.
The Bengals.
Okay.
I also like the Buccaneers.
Okay.
Bills Mafia. And then the bet of the weekend slash whole season is Patriots.
Yeah, we know you're going to take the Patriots.
There's, it's not even bias aside. All bias aside, you can take my bias, put it to the side of me. The Patriots is still
okay, you're
the easiest bet of all time.
You're Ted DeBiased.
Yes.
Okay, so I knew that everybody in America was going to be taking the Patriots, so that's why I went with the Browns. I wanted to take the Patriots, so I'll give you that. It's not because you're a Pats fan. It's because you're an idiot that you're betting on. The
okay.
Patriots.
There's so many.
My picks?
There's so many. Every single year, there's a game that's like, oh, you never know. Patriots will win by 25.
All right, my picks. I got the Patriots. So, yeah, I guess I'm an idiot.
You guys are both idiots. Yeah.
No, Hank's right. They're going to win by 3 touchdowns.
Care to make it interesting?
Yes.
Yeah, by putting our gambling picks on.
Ooh, okay.
All right. No, you and Hank make a Mayer's bet. I'm just putting them in there because I want to win the game. I got the Vikings. I have the Ravens. I think the Redskins are trash. Trash.
Our words.
I have the Bears. +4.5.
Okay.
What, should we rewind the tape?
No, because we actually cut that part of the show last Friday when I said I'd never bet on the Bears again this season.
Wow, you sure about that?
Yeah, I am sure about that, my
friend.
This
is the third time you've reneged on your I'm never betting on the Bears again.
Well, here we are, boys. It's Friday, and I'm betting on the Bears. And I have the Bengals.
I will say that if you're going to pick a team to bet against with the Bears, the Colts is not a bad choice.
Yeah, see? Exactly.
They're jet-lagged.
Yeah.
That's a real thing.
First team
time zones
ever to go to London and not elect to have a bye week after.
Yeah, that's classic
Indianapolis
Chuck Pagano.
Colts. Chuck Pagano, grit. We don't need that.
Uh-uh.
He doesn't. I bet you Chuck doesn't believe in time zones.
Chuck doesn't have a clock.
Chuck
runs his practice by the sun.
It would make sense that Chuck Pagano doesn't believe in time zones. Indiana is one of those stupid fucking states that's like split.
Halfway, half Eastern,
so
half Central.
He probably lives in the Central time, Chuck. Mm-hmm. And then he works in Eastern time, so he doesn't even know what the fuck time
his
it is.
His shed is in the Central time zone, and the rest of his house is in the Eastern. He's like, not now, I'm in my man cave. And she's like, you're an hour late.
His sheds is working class time zone.
Yes.
Central time.
Yeah.
Okay.
And no clocks.
Hank, you want to roast us?
Yes.
Here's the deal. Every Friday, we're going to get roasted by our award-winning listeners via the reviews on iTunes. So go to the iTunes, subscribe to Pardon My Take, and then write a review. It has to be a 5-star review for us to read the roast. And roast away. So hit that 5-star review and say whatever you want. Say all the mean shit you want. So this is the first ever Pardon My Take weekly roast.
Big Cat, only thing funny about you is your weight.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Cool.
Love Big Cat and Handsome Hank. PFT's okay, but I would actually welcome him leaving. Or at least switching roles with Hank.
All right. You know, traditionally a roast is supposed to be funny.
Yeah. Oh, your feelings get hurt there, bud?
I can't hear you over the fat in your throat.
Oh, okay.
Pablo Escobar from Narcos and a poor man's David Spade struggled to get J.J. Watt to acknowledge their existence.
Okay, that's a good one. Good. All right, that's a good one. PFT, you want to say the name? Who is that?
Aho MMC.
Okay, good one. Good one, Aho M.
PFT commenter looks like he smells like pee.
He actually kind of does sometimes. Mm-hmm. That's actually true.
Hey, PFT, my mom says only ugly people wear glasses all the time to hide their ugly mugs.
we gonna roast anybody else or just me this whole time?
Big Cat looks like a love child of Pablo Escobar and Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, okay. All right. You know what? Those are two attractive people.
Whenever Hank talks, it sounds like he has a tampon stuck up his nose. One's obese and the other looks like a homeless woman.
All right. I like this.
You know, it's good. It keeps us grounded.
Yeah, I mean, that last one was funny. Mm-hmm. You do look like a homeless woman.
And I smell like pee.
Yeah.
Why can I hear the fat guy breathe loud the whole episode?
I got to go back to SoulCycle so I can eat some chips. It's been a while.
Big Cat's weight is Gucci.
That's just mean. That's just, come on, man. Too far.
That's it.
Okay. All right. I thought that went well. That went well.
Yeah, it went fine.
We appreciate that. Next Friday, do it again. Let's get funny. Yeah. And hey, you know what? Spread it around. Maybe we shouldn't let Hank pick every week, but maybe roast Hank, too. I don't know. He only got one.
Yeah. I also was going through and my thing crashed, so there's probably more.
Oh, wow.
Interesting.
Okay, so we're making excuses, too.
So things crash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
My thing
happened to crash,
too.
Yeah. I hate when my thingy crashes.
Yeah, my face crashed. That's why people keep making fun of me.
Yeah, my weight crashed. It's a bad visual.
Yeah.
All right, Hank, before we get to our interviews, we have Stingray Steve, Addison Russell, which is maybe the worst interview we've ever done. Just a warning. But I love him. I love him.
You keep saying that. You know.
No, I do love him.
So
I actually love him.
I think you're trying to convince yourself that you still love him, but you might not.
No, I still love him because he's unbelievable at baseball, and I don't care how he is at interviews.
Okay.
All I care about is how he is at baseball.
Fair.
And Dan Heron. But before we do that, we have a special ad read from Hank, his first ad read ever on Pardon My Take, and it is a doozy.
Listen, guys. We've all taken jobs to earn extra cash. Back in the day, I used to walk around my neighborhood collecting up cans just to make extra money. But now, it's much easier, thanks to Uber. Uber is a totally flexible way to earn. You can turn it on and off, just like your car. If you have a few hours here, a few hours there, drive with Uber. Have you ever just hated your boss and wish you didn't have one, or wish you could work your own hours? Well, now you can, thanks to Uber. and every day is payday because you can cash out anytime with instant pay. So listen, if you enjoy earning extra cash, or if there's something special you'd like to buy, your car can start making you money. So go ahead, get your side hustle on. Sign up to drive with Uber today. Go to uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now. uber.com/drive now. Do it. Drive. Get paid.
Love it.
Hank, you killed it.
That was a perfect, perfect match for you, too.
Spokesman for Uber.
Everyone knows
Hank,
two things that go together.
Hank
and Uber.
All right. We now welcome on Cubs All-Star shortstop, Addison Russell. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to start you off with an easy one. Is this the year?
This is the year that we're having the most fun. I guarantee you that. We're having a lot of fun, guys.
Okay. I like that.
Honestly, though, do you feel any additional pressure because you guys were so good in the regular season that you need to step it up in the postseason as well?
I don't see that at all happening. I know that we're confident in the abilities that we have. I know that we're confident in the guys that we're going into battle with. So I think we do the same thing that we do during the regular season, and things might turn out pretty good.
People forget that you got injured before the NLCS last year, and I know that it was a sweep, and I know it was devastating, but I still think the Cubs, and I'm going to say we here because I don't really care, I think we probably win that series if you're healthy. Would you agree?
I would like to agree.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah.
So I know you're supposed to say that you don't really care who you play in the next round, but which team would you really like to beat in the NLDS?
Definitely, I would like to play the Mets.
So you're scared of the Giants?
Not scared. Not scared at all. I think with the matchups, I think the Mets are more type of opponent. I feel like we play them more this year than we have the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a little bit more experience toward playing them, and then nothing like to get all like revenge talk or anything like that, but I did miss out on this series. I would like to play them again.
Okay. Sure. I agree. I'd like a little revenge as well. Who is more intimidating when they come walking around the clubhouse, Ricketts or Theo?
I would say Theo.
Okay.
He's definitely a little more intimidating.
Okay. What about Jed?
Jed has some intimidation factor, but he's just kind of like a little bit short.
Does Mark Grace ever just show up in the clubhouse and start whipping people with towels and cracking beers?
No. None of that. But yeah, all those guys are kind of intimidating, you know, because sometimes we really don't see what they really do and what all their preparation is whenever they have to do what they have to do. So they're kind of like sometimes question marks in a way.
All right, before we get to we're going to do a quick speed round, but before we get to that, I wanted to quickly talk to you about MedRx and your workout. What are you benching these days?
I don't max out on bench, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. You scared? Are you scared to do that?
Card.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm not scared. It's just not part of my training regimen.
Okay, so talk to us though about it because I'm a little overweight and I need to try to get in shape. And my co-host here, he's got a broken foot, so he's gonna be back on the men. So what should we be doing with MedRx to try to get ourselves back on the straight and narrow here?
All right, so basically, looking towards this next month in October, it's a pretty intense, pressure-packed month for baseball. And to dominate during this time of the year, you need the right training and the right preparation. You know, I think that's key. So I partnered with Metrics because they understand that they need athletes, premier athletes, and they help you train and get to the next level. So when the big moment arrives, you know, they're ready to dominate. We're ready to dominate. And that's something MetRx, they provide.
Awesome. I'm going to do it. And also, my October diet is usually just like hot dogs out in the bleachers and beer. But I'm going to try to you know, mix in a few reps here and there. Let's do a speed round real quick. I'm going to ask you kind of some clubhouse questions. So let's start it up. The funniest in the clubhouse.
Kawasaki.
Okay. Ooh, I didn't even think about that. Biggest prankster.
Anthony Rizzo.
Okay. Best with the aux cord / DJ. Who's the best one to get on the music?
Myself.
Oh, okay.
Most likely to ground into a double play besides Jason Hayward.
I would say myself.
Okay. Underrated funniest, the guy who we wouldn't suspect to be funny, but everyone cracks up with his humor.
Geez, these are some good ones. Geez.
Basically, Big Cat figured out three different ways to ask you who was funny.
Funniest, yeah.
He just wants to know, like, you guys are funny, right? You guys are joking all the time.
No, but there's one guy in the clubhouse who probably has, like, a dry sense of humor that makes everyone laugh that you wouldn't see, like, the media wouldn't know is really, really funny.
Okay, dirtiest joke that Joe Madden's told you.
Can't remember that.
Okay.
But I would say dry humor, probably Kyle Hendricks. He's a quiet one.
Ooh, yeah. Also the smartest. He went to Dartmouth. That's an Ivy League school. Ever heard of it? Biggest ball buster. Guy who, like, kind of talks the most shit.
Rossi.
Okay. Who would you not want to sit next to on the bus? Maybe because they have gas or bad breath or, you know, whatever.
Oh, man. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. Pass. That's fine.
A lot of talk about curses. What's your favorite curse word? Mine's fuck.
Yeah, mine is too.
Okay. Yeah. Nice. Most likely to come back from an ACL injury to hit a home run in the World Series?
On our team, I would say Jorge Soler.
Oh, you weren't going to say Kyle Schwarber?
Oh, Kyle Schwarber, too.
Nice. So, breaking news, Kyle Schwarber might play in the World Series.
And hit a home run, yeah.
Best dancer?
Best dancer? Myself.
I've heard differently. I actually heard that Rizzo is the best dancer.
Oh, if he told you that himself, he's lying.
No, he told me that himself, and I believe him.
Okay, funniest guy to just kind of joke around with and just joke and have a good time and tell jokes with.
Okay.
Okay, seriously. The Cubs, they lost the World Series in 1945. Do you know who else was defeated in 1945?
I am not.
Germany and Japan.
Hitler.
Yeah.
All right. We do our last three questions that we ask everyone. Here they come. Do you wash your apples?
I do wash apples.
Why?
Because other people touch those apples, and they've been sitting in an apple bag.
You got a bag? You get an apple. A guy that travels with a bag of apples?
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm more of a put your apples out on the open type of guy.
Yeah. Let nature wash them.
Nah. I'll watch them to sink.
Okay. All right. That's fair. Second to last question. Who's the most famous person in your cell phone?
David Price.
Oh. Want to call him?
Do you want to give him a call?
Text him.
Okay, just text him and say, "What's up?" Tell him part of my take says, sup. All right, last question, and then we'll let you go. Question I'm going to ask that you don't have to answer, but I'm going to ask anyway. Does anyone in the clubhouse or front office or anywhere believe in the curse?
I don't think anyone believes in that curse.
You sure? I know that some of the Spanish guys believe in ghosts, so you don't.
I believe in ghosts too, but I don't believe in curses at all.
Okay, I actually believe in ghosts too. Do you think the Pfister Hotel in Milwaukee is haunted?
Okay, so last question was second to last question.
Yes.
The Pfister Hotel is haunted.
Addison, thank you so much. If you want to just kind of like point out to, I'll probably be in the left field bleachers on Friday night. If you want to give me a little point, like maybe a little Sammy Sosa kiss or whatever, I won't. I'll make sure I catch it. Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
That Addison Russell interview was brought to you by DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com has a huge fantasy football contest for you this weekend, week five, with over $1 million in total prizes. It's huge. DraftKings is the destination for 1 week fantasy football. You go on, you pick your players for Sunday, and you're ready to rock. You don't have to worry about the long-term commitment. It is just for Sunday, and there's over $1 million in prizes. Don't wait. Get to DraftKings.com right now and choose your players for this weekend's contest. Enter promo code BIGCAT, that's B-I-G-C-A-T, and play for free with your first deposit. That's promo code BIGCAT to play for free for your share of over $1 million in total prizes this weekend. Only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details. Get to DraftKings.com for that huge Week 5's fantasy contest.
And now for something completely different.
All right, we now welcome on our favorite Friday guest, Stingray Steve. Steve, what's up, man?
I'm doing good, guys. How are y'all?
We're doing great. We have, instead of SEC football this weekend, we want to talk to you about the hurricane. What's going on? First of all, are you safe?
Yes, I am safe here in Alabama. But of course, you know, down in Florida, man, they are really taking the brunt of Matthew. You know, Haiti, I think, had a total death toll of 108 people, and that's awful.
I think they've actually increased that too. So
really,
okay, so
really,
TGIF,
see,
guys.
Okay. I got you. Well, man, that's, you know, Matthew is nothing to play with. And I saw some of the, you know, newer range models are showing it looping back around and coming back around Florida and getting back in the Gulf. So it's going to be one that's going to stay with us for quite a while.
Wait, giving Florida a twofer?
Yes, probably.
Double
right
whammy?
Now, it looks like to go off the South Carolina coast and loop back around and go back over Florida.
Okay, so I had a question. I'm not a hurricane expert. I'm not a weather guy. What's the difference between a category like 4 and 5? Because that's where Matthew is. It's like could be a category 5, but right now it's category 4. Is that correct?
Yes. Uh-huh. Now, category 4 basically means that roof and wall failures of a house are possible. A category 5 means completely devastated, like what you had with in Louisiana along the coast before it got into New Orleans, and basically what you had on the Mississippi coast with Katrina. That was pretty much the devastation like you would see with a category 5.
Well, let's hope we don't get there.
Yeah. No. I mean, we're going to be pretty close because I think the peak wind gust that I saw was going to be 145 miles per hour, and that's right along the coast from West Palm Beach all the way up to Melbourne and on up in there.
What's the plan for the weekend? Are you going to – you follow, obviously, all this. You love – your two loves, SEC football, weather. Which one takes precedent on Saturday?
Mississippi State football, because they're at home in Starkville and they have to beat Auburn to go to a bowl game, I think, because, you know, we've got BYU coming up, we got A&M, we got Arkansas. So at 11 a.m., I'll be sitting in the stadium ringing the cowbell and hopefully helping Mississippi State beat Auburn.
Okay, I like it. Go State. Hail State, sorry, mm-hmm. Hail State.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What do you have for us this week with the call?
I have North Carolina versus Florida State in one of the most epic ways a football game can go. North Carolina was up big in that ball game. Florida State rallies all the way back only to have a 54-yard field goal end the streak of 22 home games for
spoiler,
them.
Spoiler.
Yep.
now, before you do this, Stingray, let's just shout out your Twitter handle again so people can go follow it, because you also did a rapid reaction
call of the Tennessee-Georgia game, which I loved. So I want to make sure everyone gets to see that. So give us your Twitter handle so people can follow you.
At StephenRay28. And I hope you guys were okay with that.
No. Hey, listen. Stingray, we love you. You know we love you. When a game like that ends, the people wanted to hear it, and you delivered right away. Mm-hmm. You DM me right away, and you're like, you know, I hope that's okay. It's always okay, especially when something like that happens.
You found a market inefficiency, which is it was going to take six more days for your call to get out there to the public, and you said, right, hey, I can just go ahead and get it right out there.
I think we should make this a rule. If there's ever a Hail Mary touchdown to end a game like that, we want it right away.
Yep.
So don't even worry about it.
Okay, cool. All right, and I'm thinking about doing on RabbleTV.com, I'm thinking about doing a broadcast of one of the games Saturday night.
Oh, nice. Okay, all right. Well, we'll make sure we follow on Twitter, and we'll retweet that when that comes up.
Okay, awesome.
Awesome. All right, so let's do the call.
Okay, cool. All right, here we go. Nick Weiler for the 54-yard field goal to give the Tar Heels their biggest win under Larry Fedora. The kick is up. It is away. He got it. Nick Weiler got it. Down goes the Seminoles. Their 22-game home streak has ended. Bye-bye, Semi Holes. We'll see you next year, hopefully, for the 14 playoff, as you have just been booted out of the 14 playoff by the Tar Heels. Go Tar Heels as they knock off Florida State in Tallahassee.
Oh, man. Yes. Loved it. Loved it. A plus as always. Stingray.
Hey, yeah. Real quick, any chance that you can do the Tiananmen Square Massacre?
No, I'm going to stick to sports, guys.
Okay, okay.
So any kind of sports you guys want, I'll do.
Okay,
like,
okay.
The Texas Tech Michael Crabtree pass that beat Texas, I'll be happy to do that. Or anything
blast
even
blast
back
from the past.
Before that.
Yep.
But as far as, you know, history-wise, nah, I'm just going to stick to sports.
Okay, okay, all right.
Maybe later.
All right, yeah. Yeah, we'll see. All right, Stingray, thank you as always. We love these calls. We appreciate it. I know our listeners love these calls, and we'll see you next Friday.
All right, guys, and thank you for the opportunity every single
sure,
week
man.
To do this.
Absolutely. Hail State.
Hail State, guys, and hopefully we can beat Auburn.
There you go. Let's kick it now to our favorite baseball guest, Dan Heron. Dan, great to talk to you. Are you thinking that you wanted to maybe be a part of the Cubs run this year, or are you getting a little FOMO?
Man, it's been fun to watch this year. Last year was fun being a part of it. I mean, I wasn't active on the roster, so, but it was still fun to watch the games, and the first two games have been fun, the wild card series, so yeah, I'm excited to watch.
All right, I want to ask you about the first two games, and because obviously the Cubs are facing the Giants, can anyone beat Madison Bumgarner?
Man, I don't know. I'm scared for the Cubs. I'm serious. The problem with playing the Giants, for the Cubs' sake, is you really need to win the first two games. Mm-hmm. I think it would ideal situation would be not going back to San Francisco in a 1-1 series and having to face Bumgarner. And, you know, in a five-game series, that's what's kind of shitty about a five-game series is they're more likely to be an upset, in my opinion.
Right. So what? Explain it to the idiots out there or the people who are, you know, who casually watch baseball in October. Why the hell is Madison Bumgarner, like, so impossible to beat?
I don't know if I really have an answer for that. I think he preys on teams being aggressive. I think teams are more aggressive in the postseason, just everyone's amped up. And it seems like, I mean, he's throwing a little bit harder, I think, yesterday, but he's getting guys to chase a lot, throwing more breaking balls, and I don't know. Guys are so amped up, and I think he preys on that.
So taking Mad Bum out of this, if you had one game to win and you could have your pick of, let's call it Scherzer, Arrieta, and Kershaw, who are you taking?
Kershaw, no doubt.
Yeah, but you're friends with him.
Yeah.
Okay, what if
we're
what
journalists, if remember? So take that out.
Let's imagine that you hated Kershaw. Who would you take now?
Who are the other two? Scherzer and Arrieta?
Yeah.
Let's see I'm friends with Arrieta, too.
What if you hated... Okay, what if all three of them were, like, your mortal enemies?
Oh, God. I don't know. I mean, I think Arrieta is... I'm a little bit worried. I'm a little worried about the way he's throwing the ball. Seems a little wild, but, I mean, he'll get jacked up for the game. I mean, I'm sure he'll throw the ball well, but, yeah. A little bit up and down for him.
Okay, so those are my two Cubs questions that I want to ask, because obviously you have a pretty intimate knowledge of the team. One is the Arrieta control. Do you think that's something that I should be worried about? Do you think it's something that if he's more jacked up, it could get worse because he's, you know, overthinking it and overthrowing?
Did you watch any Wednesday? Bill Simmons had eight tips for Cubs fans. I was
we'll
thinking
bleep
of
that out. No, I don't watch that show.
It's pretty good, actually.
Okay. We'll definitely bleep that out.
No, but seriously,
the amount of I did a Ringer podcast just a baseball one. And I felt so guilty.
You jerk! Wow, sleeping around with the enemy.
It was kind of shitty though, and boring.
See, okay. I knew that. That's why I hit up Anderson to see if he wanted to come on the show, because I knew that you were coming too.
Yeah, that's an ultimate. Yeah, you know that was a dick move by you. I thought, and you know what? You didn't respond either. Because I called you out, you didn't respond.
I did. I did respond.
You didn't respond to me. No, you didn't.
Yes, you might want to check the tape on that, because I got the receipts. And I said that we were trying to get some inside info so that Big Cat could know exactly what was going on behind the scenes with the Dodgers. So check the tape on that. But as far as Arrieta goes, can you explain to, as Big Cat eloquently put it, idiots out there, I'm one of them. What can you look for with Arrieta to know if he's like going to be dialed in early on in the game, if his control is going to be there? Is there something mechanically that's been different about him this year?
No, I don't think it's anything mechanically. I mean, he sprays his fastball around a little more than usual. I mean, his stuff is so nasty where, you know, he's going to get guys to swing. I think guys have been a little bit more patient off him this year, and it's led to him getting into more like 2-0 and 3-1 counts, and then he ends up locking guys. So, I mean, just like I said with Bumgarner, he's going to be better off when guys are chasing. So maybe now that the playoffs and, you know, hopefully guys are chasing after his stuff a little more, because I do want to see the Cubs move on.
Moving on from Arrieta, Kyle Hendricks obviously had an unbelievable season. The playoffs are a different beast. Everyone knows he doesn't throw, you know, super hard stuff. Should I be worried at all about that?
No. He will do. He's going to do really well.
Okay.
I mean, I think he was throwing really good last year. I mean, and then it seems like he's got a little better. He's added a little bit to his arsenal. Seems like he's pitching a little bit more up in the fastball. He's cutting his fastball. He's going to be good. I like that they're throwing him at home, too, because you definitely want to win those first two games.
Yep, and I'll be there drunk yelling, so they'll get a little boost from me, not to brag. Yeah. All right, let's move on from just the Cubs talk. Playoffs in general, we wanted to talk to you from a pitcher's standpoint and from, you know, the October standpoint. How much does it suck pitching in cold weather?
It's a little harder to get loose. In 2006, I pitched in Detroit. And I think it was snowing in the series. Ended up pitching okay. That was actually the last time I pitched in the playoffs. But, I mean, it's just harder to get loose. Once you're sweating and stuff, it doesn't really matter. No, not at all.
And in the playoffs, you don't have your normal rotation. You're not necessarily like set to go on different days. As a starting pitcher, you can get called in at any time, especially like an elimination game. So how does that affect your preparation? Like, do you take fewer naps in the dugout or the bullpen or what?
That's pretty serious. That question started off really serious, and then it went off a little bit. But
seriously,
that was his changeup right there. That was 12-6 changeup.
Yeah.
Or curveball. No, sorry.
I mean, for a starter going into the bullpen, you would know if you're available on that particular day. I mean, I would think like Lackey, for example, he's probably available for you guys tomorrow or whenever that game is, and so he'll be ready. But no, they're for Hendricks and Arrieta, there'll be a normal amount of naps during the game.
what about guys pitching on short rest? Because that's something that I think fans don't fully understand the toll it takes. And, you know, is it mental? Is it physical? Obviously, it's both. But, like, which, you know, can guys, is it just a guy-to-guy situation where, like, Madison Bumgarner can pitch on two or three days, but some guys really do need their full rest? Like, what? Talk to me about how that works with the pitchers.
Well, some guys get more sore than others, so some guys bounce back easier than others. So I think, some specific guys will be easier to bounce back. Like Bumgarner, obviously, he seems like he can throw all the time. But, you know, for some guys that you get pretty sore after, and the physical part of it is going to be hard to bounce back in that many days. Because, you know, the day after you pitch, you feel pretty shitty. The next day you start feeling a little better. And already by that time, if you're going on short rest, you'd only have one more day to get right before you had to pitch. So I think it's more physical, and that you're just worried about having to pitch while you're sore, and you're probably going to tire faster. But so, you know, mentally you're going to be worrying about that, I think.
Got it.
Has anybody ever thrown a beer at you?
No. I've had batteries thrown at me, though, at Dodger Stadium one time.
Ooh. Oh, what size? Yeah.
AA. Wasn't the little ones. This was a while ago too.
You're playing the Phillies?
No, this was when I was on the Cardinals, and I was in Dodger Stadium in the playoffs, and I was warming up and people were throwing batteries.
That's wild.
Luckily, they weren't D batteries though.
Yeah, I would think that if you're gonna bring a battery to throw, you gotta go 9-volt or D at least, right?
You would think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dodgers fans aren't the smartest though.
What about the now? I always wonder this because I consider PFT and I are both in the same boat here. We should be like clubhouse guys for hire. Keep it loose in the clubhouse. Mm-hmm. In the postseason, are there less jokes? Are there less like pranks? Are people like the guy who's always funny? Is he now serious and everyone's like tense all the time? Or how does it usually compare to regular season?
It's a little bit more serious. Yeah, people take it more serious, but. You know, Madden was keeping it pretty loose. I think Dempster came in the clubhouse last year during the playoffs, gave us a little pump-up speech. Maybe Millar was in there trying to rally us down from 3-0 when we were down with the Mets last year, but that didn't work. But it's a little more tense. I mean, guys are a little more uptight, I think. But, I mean, no, it's not that much different than the season.
Okay.
We had you on earlier in the year, and you gave us your predictions, which we totally remember what they are. Have they changed?
What were my predictions?
You had the Cubs and the
Indians.
Yeah, the Cubs and the Indians.
Oh yeah. No, I would say Cubs Red Sox now.
Oh,
that would be an amazing series. I'm personally hoping for that just so that I can see the inner office dynamics here between Big Cat and Prez. That would be just amazing.
Who do you have in the Dodgers National series?
I have the Dodgers.
Okay. Even though Kershaw.
About Kershaw? No, he's fine. He's had one. He's had like one really bad inning. And that was actually when I was on the Dodgers. He had one blow up and he gave up like 7 runs. The other time he lost in that series pitching on short rest and he gave up a homer in 6th inning. He was like in 100 pitches too. So
that's true. What about David Price? Because he's another guy who's got that moniker as the guy who screws up in October.
I think he'll be all right. I mean, who's going? Porcello's going, I think.
Yeah.
First game. Then Price. They're pretty loaded. I think the Red Sox are looking pretty damn good.
So do you not believe in that? Like that some guys just can't hack it in October, even if they're great during the regular season?
I used to not believe in that, and then watching Bumgarner, he's been pretty amazing. So it just seems like he takes it to another level. I mean, I don't think that, like, Kershaw gets his bad rap, like he's shitty in the postseason, but I think it's more one start. I'm looking forward to him throwing a few good games here this postseason. I'm looking forward to it being Cubs-Dodgers in the next round. I think that would be awesome.
Okay.
So we talked to Addison Russell, and he was just amazing. He was really opening up the kimono for us and told us all the secrets of the clubhouse. But he said nobody believed in curses. When you were on the Cubs, was there any whispers of curses?
No whispers of curses. And so the Russell interview, it wasn't good? Is he going on before? Wait, what's the order today? Is it Is it going to be Addison, well, Russell, then
it depends on how you
Stingray, and then me?
Yeah, it depends on how you do. We don't know if you're, you know what? It's October, and we don't know when we're going to bring you in.
You could put Stingray ahead of me. That's fine.
Okay.
Addison, Russell, I don't know.
Okay, yeah, no, maybe. Maybe we'll have have Stingray start. We'll have Addison
set up,
put some guys on the bases, and then you'll come in and clean it up.
So this is the way of you telling me that I'm last.
You're the closer.
No, but you're the closer.
No, okay.
You're familiar.
I like Addison. I could see his interview being a little weird, though. He's kind of a weird guy.
Yeah, yeah. What about ghosts? Yeah. We talked about to Addison about ghosts. How many guys in an average clubhouse? This is an old journalist trick, by the way, because you know when they always like do interviews and they're like, how many percentage of people that do steroids in Major League Baseball, mm-hmm. and you throw out a random steroid, mm-hmm. percentage of people in Major League Baseball that believe in ghosts?
That's a good one. I would say it's probably higher than normal. We have a couple hotels that we stay at. I think there's one in Milwaukee, one in Tampa.
Yeah,
the Pfister in Milwaukee, and then the Renaissance Vannoy in Tampa, both haunted hotels.
And, so you believe in that?
No, I don't believe in ghosts. No, I don't.
But you believe that they're haunted?
No, guys say that they're haunted.
Okay.
No,
they're whispers.
I don't believe it. Yeah. But,
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So I think the talk gets going when you get into those cities and you're going to those hotels, and guys get freaked out. So I would say it's a pretty high percentage that guys think that.
Okay.
Of the remaining teams that are left here, which one has the least amount of a home field advantage?
Well, I would say probably Texas, maybe. I don't know.
Football State.
I would agree.
Yeah.
That's another journalist trick, is to get people to talk shit about fans, and then those fans respond. You remember when David Justice did that? He did it with his own team,
yeah,
which was actually a great move on his part.
Yeah.
That stadium in Texas really sucks. I don't like it.
What don't you like?
It's just, I just don't like, I don't know, I don't like the setup. Yeah, I mean, the fans always seem, I don't know, it wasn't the toughest place to pitch, but maybe it's different in October, I don't know.
Give us odds on another Odor Bautista fight.
Very low. No one's going to be stupid enough to be throwing at guys and stuff during these games, no way.
What was your go-to move during a brawl?
Man, I don't know. I always was the guy that talked a lot of shit before the brawl actually happened. So like when everyone like kind of goes out and is talking a lot of crap, I would just be airing it out, just, you know, mother effing everybody. And then like when the fighting actually happened, I'd be like, oh shit, I'd like back away.
I love it. That's okay.
Yeah, I'm not really a fighter.
Okay.
So we like to talk about how woke you are on this show, and I was reading your Wikipedia page, as I do, to prep for an interview, and this was the last sentence on there, so you tell me if this is true or not, okay?
Okay.
It says that you perform slant poetry under the name Woke God. Is that true?
Not true. No.
So I think an award-winning listener, or you, I'm not sure which one, somebody was setting us up for that one.
Now, as someone who's been accused of being too woke, wouldn't someone who does slant poetry under Woke God say they don't do it?
You're not conspiracy guys, though, right?
No, connect the dots. Just connect the dots.
Oh, you're connected. Okay.
Yeah.
No.
Now, I think what's happened is we've given away our tips of how we do research for interviews. Mm-hmm. So when we preview a guest, our listeners just go and screw up the Wikipedia so that we fuck ourselves over and say things that we don't know that aren't true.
Well, your listeners are award-winning, so I wouldn't put that past them.
Do you know that you're like you're an underrated like secret hit with the award-winning listeners? Like every time it's like who's the favorite guest? There's a lot of Dan Heron like undercurrent.
Not AJ Green.
Nope. AJ Green and Addison Russell are on their own.
What's the Mount Rushmore of worst? Pardon my take, guess.
I don't know. Do
AJ
we want
Green.
We want to nag out?
We'll nag out. It's AJ Green. It's Addison Russell. It's Stacey King. And I'm trying to think who.
Those are really the only three that stand out to me.
Yeah.
Landon didn't really get it.
Yeah, Landon.
Marlins man, Zach Campbell.
That was incredible.
Marlins man, I'll let you know, got like over a million downloads that episode when we went to the ballpark with him.
that was really good.
Yeah, yeah, he's making those hats for us somewhere in the Orient as we speak.
Yeah, in the Orient.
He's on the Mount Rushmore, too. And what a beautiful Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, it is beautiful. All right, Dan, hopefully you will come back maybe for the second round if you're not too busy doing a Ringer podcast or something.
I got one more question.
Oh.
Did you end up going to the Tebow thing?
Yeah, I did go.
What was
there was a picture of Dan.
You didn't
Dan.
See me?
Yeah, I saw him. I saw you.
What was it like?
Oh, okay. It was good. We have the same agent, so I can't really say anything back.
Great. So he was a great baseball player.
I'm obligated to say it was good.
Yeah. But was it a spectacle?
He's got to be about 280 pounds. The dude is just shredded. I mean, he looks weird in the baseball uniform. He's that big.
He looks good in shorts. That's what they say. That's half the battle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great legs. Great legs.
All right, Dan, we really do appreciate it. And please do come back if you're not too busy watching like old Any Given Wednesdays and Ringer podcasts and whatnot. Do they give you, do they send you a fruit basket for watching Any Given Wednesday? Like one of the 20 people that watch that show every Wednesday?
No way, man. It's a good show.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, now you telling us that you like our show means nothing. So thanks.
I want to talk to you guys about Indochino. Summer wedding season's over, which means it's the fall, which means that we're about to hit Thanksgiving, Christmas, which means you're about to have a summer filled with weddings of people that you kind of knew from high school, and you're going to need some suits. So if you're going to wear a suit, you might as well wear an Indochino suit. Nice thing about Indochino, it's made to measure. So it's a tailored suit, tailored jacket, tailored pants. They fit perfectly compared to an off-the-rack just crap that you can buy one get seven free down at the other stores. It feels great and you look 100% better if you're wearing one that was designed just for you. They're reinventing men's fashion, and a made-to-measure suit is the best suit you will ever own. So suit up, get a one-of-a-kind suit. Here's what you do, okay? You go to indochino.com and you customize it with the details that you want. You pick your lining, you pick your lapels, you pick a monogram if you want to get fancy with it. Then you measure yourself 14 different ways, and they fit a suit that is 100% tailor-made to you, 100% merino wool, and there's a money-back guarantee just in case anything's not right with it. And today, my listeners are going to get any premium Indochino suit for just $3.99. That's up to 50% off at Indochino.com. You enter the promo code PMT, Papa Mike Tango, pardon my take, PMT, at checkout, plus shipping is free. There's no reason not to try it. So check it out. Indochino, your look, your way.
All right, let's get to some segments. We got a lot of things to get to before we get to Jimbo's. Let's start with a little Sabermetrics. What do you got for me?
Huge, huge Sabermetrics update coming out of the Phoenix Suns.
Huge.
Huge coming from the Suns. Basketball has been getting more into the Sabermetrics game recently. Don't know if you noticed, but in the playoffs last year, they started tracking assists and assisted rebounds.
Oh, that's a hockey move.
And all sorts of stuff. Yeah,
they're stealing from hockey.
It got wild. But this year, the Suns are turning the Sabermetrics game on their head. Earl Watson, the head coach, did you know that was the name of the coach of the Suns?
Mm-hmm. Earl Watson.
Earl the Pearl says that they're going to start tracking players' high fives.
Oh, so also stealing from hockey.
Exactly, yes. So the coach said, we have a high five stat. I'm being honest with you. This is true. So we want to keep track of how many high fives we get per game to each other. So I love it because if you just look at the stats, teams that are really, really good and have a lot of good plays, they high five more than teams that suck. So naturally, the more high fives you give, the better you are.
What does it count for a butt tap?
I don't know.
I think that's two high fives.
That's the next generation of Sabermetrics.
Fist bump is like, I'm a germaphobe, I don't want to touch your hand. Butt slap is like, we're friends.
Yeah, you don't want too many butt slaps.
No, just one
special
nice
occasion.
Nice
that's
tap.
Like if you go
towel
to your,
whip.
Yeah, if you go to your financial planner and you're like, hey, how can I get more rich? And he's like, well,
go to rich uncles.
All my rich clients. Oh. They own jet skis, so you should buy a bunch of jet skis.
Oh, and then he butt taps you.
And then he butt taps you on your way out.
Yeah.
So I like this. I like this one.
A little slap on the ass.
They can't get any worse, right?
Get it. Go out and get there. Yeah, no, I like this by the Suns because what this is, you got to corner the market when you're bad. And guess what? If they're keeping track of high fives, they're going to lead the league in high fives.
Did the Suns just bring back the high five?
Yeah. As a guy whose team won the 2016 Summer League, any victory counts.
Okay. I like it. So, yeah. Hey, just pick something and be great at it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I'm going to be great at saying okay. Okay. Let's do Sorry Not Sorry. This one came on Wednesday night during the Mets and Giants wild card game. Madison Bumgarner, shout out, you're not human. This was from an Astros minor leaguer. He tweeted, his name is Brooks
Marlowe. Isn't that a little bit redundant to say Astros minor leaguer?
Yeah, Brooks Marlowe. That's a nice fake name. Hey, let's just name our kid like two dogs. Brooks Marlowe, two Labradors.
I was going to say like a third liner on a Canadian minor league hockey team.
Slash two Labradors. Yeah. Brooks Marlowe said, no lady needs to be on ESPN talking during a baseball game, especially Mendoza. Sorry.
I'm gonna correct you real quick on that. He didn't say especially. He said especially.
Yes, you're right.
So
you're right.
Totally different.
Yes, especially.
Especially.
Character Mendoza. Limits count. He did put the period there, though, so he probably had word.
So he's just an idiot.
Yep, but which is also redundant. A Brooks Marlowe minor leaguer for the Houston Astros is an idiot.
Yep,
but he did say sorry, so it was like sorry, not sorry, but actually sorry.
So he apologized.
But not sorry.
But he apologized for it.
Right.
So what's the big deal?
Right. Exactly. Why is everyone up in arms?
Also, let's examine his point here. Like, okay, think about it. Men, we don't judge beauty pageants.
Mm-mm.
Women shouldn't be talking about sports.
No. Exactly.
Fair is fair.
Fair is fair. You stay on your side of the lawn, I'm going to stay on my side.
Yeah.
Exactly. Nice segue. As a white guy, Joe Buck has come out and said that he was addicted to hair plant surgery and almost lost his career. He said that he felt the pressure to look young and have a full head of hair on TV. And as a white guy like myself, I think that's fucked up. The pressure that we put on our male announcers to look good for the camera.
Always be looking good. Always,
like, come on.
Be the presentable guy.
Right.
Like, you know, it gets old sometimes.
It really does. Well, you can't get old, so don't say that. You're not allowed to get old
as
a white guy.
Don't just replace you with another young white guy.
Yeah, right.
That's probably your son.
Yeah, he's got nice teeth. Yeah, right. Or your son.
Might be related to you.
A little nepotism.
You'll still get replaced by somebody.
Right, yeah.
It must be nice, though, to be able to afford a hair transplant addiction.
Yes.
That's one of my squad goals for myself and my hair.
Yeah, that's when you know you made it, when you're like, I'm addicted to hair plants.
I've got a diamond addiction, so going to have to go buy a few more.
I'm addicted to Rolls Royce.
Yeah.
But yeah, shout out to Joe Buck, who is a recurring guest, and we hope to have him on again sometime, mm-hmm. because he was a great guest.
Sounded like he's just got an addictive personality, too, because when he was talking about his love life, sounded like he was addicted to sex, too.
Mm.
Yeah, sex addiction?
Ooh.
Addicted to sex?
Addicted to sex?
Hey, what, you got a hair, sex? You got a hair problem? Hair
plants? What are you addicted to hair plants?
Addicted to putting hair plants in your head?
What is that? What is that?
Is it like
hair plant?
A hair plant
problem? All right, we also have a thoughts and prayers. This one's actually serious. Let's get serious for a minute, guys. Thoughts and prayers to Mike the Tiger.
Yep.
LSU's mascot has cancer. They're going to let him live for another year, a month or two,
mm-hmm.
and then they're going to euthanize him. So it was probably the saddest picture I've ever seen, watching Mike the Tiger be like rolled into a CAT scan.
Is that a pun?
No, I didn't.
It's a very somber pun, if that was
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't.
Let's get serious.
Okay, let's get serious.
I actually met Mike a couple times.
Oh, you did? So it could have been you.
Could have been me. But Mike is he's a sweetheart. He's a really good guy. His new enclosure that he's been living in since like 2007 is awesome. It's
awesome.
Like,
yeah. What are we talking about? Like 300 square feet?
No, it's about 100 times bigger than my apartment.
Okay.
So
like 350 square feet.
Yeah. Classic New York joke there.
Yeah, there you go.
But
you guys wouldn't get it. You're not New Yorkers.
but seriously, Mike's place is awesome. It's like he has his own zoo that he lives in. It's like the kid from Blank.
You
remember that movie Blank Check back in the day?
Yeah.
You remember his house?
Yeah, he had the go-karts.
Yeah, also, weird, creepy part about Blank Check was it was a 10-year-old, and then, like, that 30-year-old chick wanted to bang him for a while.
Well, and also, like, his parents were just like, hey, our kid just lives in a house by himself now?
Yeah. So, Mike the Tiger, thoughts and prayers.
Yeah. Okay.
But the real tragedy here is that we won't be able to gamble on Mike's illness this weekend.
It's brutal. The hurricane, you want to throw your hand up here for a sec?
Yeah, that's on me. I said
on Monday's show in the Tiger Woods Who's Back of the Week, I said the Hurricanes are back. I said, but I was talking about the U.
Yep.
So just, you know, our thoughts and prayers are actually with people, our award-winning listeners in Florida on the East Coast being affected by it and everybody. But I need to take some responsibility because I invited this. I fucked up. I took Caron Butler and Emeka Okafor. That's on me.
The other way around, but yeah. Ryan Gomes was 265 pounds in high school.
I'll get there.
I can't take everyone.
Emeka Okafor and Caron Butler
are not bad.
There are hundreds of thousands of people that immediately turn our podcast off when we start doing the Jim Calhoun impression.
No, I think there's actually more that are like, this is awesome. I love Jim Calhoun. So back to Mike the Tiger and the Hurricanes. LSU's game at Florida was canceled. Coach O is not going to get the troops rallied up for week two of the Coach O madness. We were talking. They got to do a scrimmage, right?
I think Coach O is going to have them play against the Hurricane.
I think he's going to have them.
They might be in Gainesville right now.
Yeah, just being like, fuck you guys. We're taking on the Hurricane.
Are you going to throw that ball of Hurricane into that wind over yonder?
You're gonna go to the hurricane? Who's the bad guy?
Hell, son, you feel the wind against your face. You got to run.
And then he's gonna get everyone. Now, I actually think he's gonna have a practice. He's gonna have a scrimmage, full pad scrimmage on Saturday. Doesn't stop until at least three starters are injured and out for the year.
I was gonna say the first team, either the offense or the defense, to have all their players bleeding.
Yes.
Wins.
Yes, exactly. So what do we got next? Oh, done or finished.
Yeah.
The NFL.
The NFL. I think the NFL might be done. So their ratings are just tanking. Full disclosure, we recorded this before the Thursday night football game, but I guarantee it's going to suck.
Yeah, it is because, full disclosure, they're only doing half of a color rush.
They're not even doing a color rush.
They're doing half black and white. Yeah.
So black is every color,
yeah.
And then white is
the absence of color.
Non-color.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, why am I even tuning in if I'm not seeing a person dressed up like a superhero?
Right. This is Mike Greenberg. Mike Greenberg did predict this. He said we'd be playing flag football in 20 years. So a little early, but looks like the NFL is done and maybe finished.
So I think that the NFL, in order to stop this, they need to double down on their punishments against celebration, their suspensions for marijuana smoking,
yep,
and taunting, too. Like, I'm sick of seeing players pretend to shoot bow and arrows into the sky.
Yeah.
My favorite penalty of the week was Terrell Pryor just got fined like $20,000 because he did the LeBron celebration after he scored a touchdown, and that's illegal, and you can't do that. So
okay.
$20,000.
Breaking news. Coach O is going to the McNeese State game to watch his sons play on Saturday.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right, he's probably going to get into that game somehow, like actually play.
Mm-hmm.
Here's something that the NFL could do to get some buzz going. Roger Goodell should lessen Ray Rice's suspension by one game.
Oh, so just cut it in half.
Yep, one game.
Retroactively, it was a one-game suspension.
Has he served it yet?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh.
Also, just let O.J. Simpson back in the league.
Yeah.
Like, if you let O.J. play at running back for one game and just get destroyed, in the past year, what have we learned? We don't give a shit as Americans what it is. If it's about O.J. Simpson and it's on TV,
yes,
we will watch it.
We will watch
it. So bring O.J. back for a game. Hashtag
let him run.
Bring the juice back.
You let the juice loose.
Yeah.
There we go. Then it's back.
Also, yeah. One last tip.
Mm-hmm. Make it porn.
You can have it be all
make
new.
Everything porn.
Or just have Stephen A. Smith call one of the players a cornball brother.
Mm.
And then that way you also increase the ratings on First Take.
Yeah.
So it's one of those, like, the bird that stands on top of the hippo symbiotic relationship things.
Yeah, and eats the shit off his ears and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just getting his beak wet on Roger Goodell's ears.
Mm-hmm. And that was the grossest 2 seconds of Pardon My Take this week. Let's do some Jimbos.
All right.
Hank.
Hold on, sorry.
Oh, yeah. Life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Oh, yeah, I say life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone.
Here we go.
Down, down.
That's pretty good.
Little Diddy.
about Jack and Diane.
Two young lovers in America's heartland.
Jack gonna be a football star. Diane says he's gonna take that far.
That was suggestive. The implications
you
on
would
that.
Not let your daughter listen to that song.
All right, Jimbo's.
Okay, here we go.
Spent the past 2 days focusing on getting weed for the hurricane. Now I have bud, but all the grocery stores are empty, so I have no snacks and I'm stuck in my house.
Can't smoke without snacks, bro. You need those Cheetos, Oreos, Doritos, Bugles.
I like how this dude was pretending that procuring weed was a full-time job. Like, he couldn't have been also going to the store and buying shit while he was just texting people.
Also, Two Woke Danny's going to chime in here for a second. No stoner knows a hurricane's coming in 2 weeks. That's way too much planning for a stoner.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way.
2 days.
I didn't, 2 days? Still too much planning for a stoner.
I agree. That's like you wake up and you're like, oh, no.
You wake up and you're like, doors have been blown off. And you're like, shit, I need my bud.
Yeah, I'm all cash, bro.
My buddies and I hit the bar last weekend, and one guy wasn't getting any female attention. So we decided to steal all their purses and put them all on his shoulder to force them to talking to him before they left.
That sounds normal.
They all got super pissed and threatened to pursue theft charges.
No way.
You think?
Yeah, no way.
That's just more of a you think.
Wait, so a Jimbo is that he's a dick to a bunch of chicks and stole their purses?
And then the chicks got mad. That's such a chick thing.
Oh, man. Just
mad about stealing
don't
all their
be such
stuff.
A wet blanket. Like, oh, chicks just don't know how to chill these days.
They're not
like,
cool. Like,
we're just
going to
steal your purse. It's just a joke.
She thinks she's so cool when she's doing that, but you know what? It's just really annoying.
Yeah. It's like, just let the guys be the guys and then just have sex with us later.
God.
So I'm more fat and more washed up than Big Cat. At 33, I'm back in school to change careers, and in class on Tuesday, I spilled my entire cup of coffee over three tables, but mainly myself.
Mm.
Spent the rest of the day as the old guy with what looked like pee pants.
Okay, well, first of all, you're a spaz, and that's okay. There are lots of spazzes out there. Second of all, like, don't just embrace your spazitude.
First of all, I don't appreciate that shot at me. I know I say I'm washed all the time.
You are.
But he said he was sloppier and fatter than me. No, I'm fatter.
Just that he's more washed.
Oh,
that's all.
Okay, all right. I take that back. You spilled coffee all over yourself? Yeah. Listen, I'm a washed up human being. I've said this many times. I'm over the hill. I'm fat. I'm gross. I got nothing really great left to do. But at least I'm not a spaz that spills things.
And at least you're not in college.
Right.
At least you're not out there trying to learn anything.
Yeah, right. I'm not trying to be better.
Hey, I got a quick solution for this guy. Maybe try cocaine.
No.
It's a lot cleaner.
Here's the solution, man. You say you're washed. Well, guess what? Being washed, being truly washed, means that you know that you're never going to learn anything new in life.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was your first mistake, trying to unwash your washed.
Okay, so here's the thing. If you're that washed, you're absolutely right that you should not be out there trying to learn any new facts. What you should spend the rest of your life doing is making sure other people know how much you know about the facts you already know.
Right.
And that's how you get ahead in life and you eventually retire with a lot of money.
Right.
So
right.
Just
stick to your strengths.
Stop trying to. You're spreading your mind too thin right now, man.
Right.
Just
right.
Focus what you have.
Did Bill Belichick throw the ball 70 times with Jacoby Brissett?
No. Did Bill Belichick try to go coach basketball after he won 3 Super Bowls?
No.
No.
Exactly. So. Also, just better hand-eye coordination. Like, I've never done that.
And cocaine.
All right, Lady Jimbo.
Oh! Hey, chicks in the house, clean up your hair.
While straightening my hair before work the other morning, I clamped down on my earlobe with 400 degrees of heat ripping off a layer of skin and causing extreme throbbing pain.
Hate it when that happens.
Turned into a giant scab, and I haven't been able to sleep on my left side since.
PFT, you have women's hair.
I do.
What is that like when you try to straighten it?
It sucks. It's the worst because you straighten it, and then you step outside in the humidity, and it just frizzes right up again.
Yep.
I actually did straighten my hair one time. Take my man card, do whatever you want. I wish everybody could see the look Hank just gave me when
we
said
put you
I
in. Yo, man, if Guantanamo,
we're the tree, buddy.
If Guantanamo was still open, we'd fucking put you there. That's how big of a man card violation
this
is.
Whatever, I straightened that shit out one time, and it was lit.
Why? Yeah, walk us through how that happened.
It was lit. It was for
It was for Halloween last year, if you have to know.
What was your costume?
Kid Rock.
Okay.
All right. That's
all right. Yeah. So you took your man card to become a more alpha male.
That's right.
Okay. That's fair.
That's right. You can take my man card, but
now I'm Kid Rock.
But now I'm coming in with the God card.
Yeah.
So
now I'm Kid Rock. I'm from the Detroit city.
That's right. So I hate it when that happens, when you burn yourself with a straightening tool thing.
I burn myself every time I try to make a pizza. I burn myself. So I know how that feels. Sucks.
All right. I think this is a Canadian guy.
Oh.
Visiting my buddy at his university. He got so drunk that he paid the cover fee at the same bar 5 times because he kept walking out and coming back in. Spent $50 on the cover fee alone.
In Canada, that's like $1,000, right?
Yeah. Also, this guy's definitely from Canada because that's a very polite thing to do.
Uh-huh.
So thank you for keeping small business going.
Yeah. I bet you that bouncer then went and paid for everyone's Tim Hortons, and now there's still a line around the block of people paying it forward.
Yep.
I sent an email to my fairly attractive boss that said, I know you're extremely busty, so let me know if there's anything I can do for you. Clearly meaning to say busy.
Oh.
Needless to say, she put me on blast with our whole team.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Okay. So last week we had the guy who told his boss he had a sweet dick. That was a little less sexual harassy than this one. I think, though, the T9 correction, is that what? Is it?
Yeah, T9.
T9.
The typo excuse.
Typo excuse works.
Yeah, it's got a lot of legs.
That's close. Busty and busy is very close.
Yeah, it's literally you're writing something off when you have a typo, so I think that that's no harm, no foul on this one.
Isn't it like Schrodinger's Law or something? You're like, you're typing something and you say what you think instead of what you mean to type.
That's exactly what Schrodinger's Law is. Now, also, I think what you're thinking about is Freud.
Yep.
Schrodinger's cat is the one where you're trying to murder a cat.
Got it.
And either sometimes you're both simultaneously a murderer and not, and a normal person too.
Also, this guy, I've watched enough porn to know that Friday afternoon rolls around, your boss walks in your office and she's like, hey, I know you meant to write busy, but you wrote busty, and then two.
And then she's like, is there anything I can give you a hand on?
Yeah. You got this delivery of a big sausage pizza. You say that to her.
Yeah. We're assuming that you work in a
pizza place.
Restaurant.
Yeah, Papa John's. Right. Hey, shout out to that guy. Great memory.
Yeah. No, Pizza Hut.
The Pizza Hut. I fired everyone. Now I got to manage this whole damn Pizza Hut by myself.
That still made my favorite gym of all time. I tried to workshop the perfect line to ask out a girl I was flirting with by asking my bros for advice. They came up with a good way to...
By the way, let me interrupt you. Chicks love lines. They love it when you have a preset pickup line for them. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
How much does a polar bear weigh? Enough to break the ice.
Ooh, that's good. Hey, you got any raisins?
Why?
How about a date?
I don't get it.
A raisin date are in the same family.
It's just a really bad pickup line.
Anyway, they came up with a good way to phrase it, but I copy and pasted it and send it to her with the quotation marks on it. So he sent her the quote line, yes, end quote.
That's
Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson did the same thing. Was that on Valentine's Day?
Yeah, he's like, how do I profess my love into Google? And then he quoted that.
Yep. Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this to yourself?
Yeah,
why are
man.
You,
why Come are you, on.
Yeah,
use your head.
Girl out. Is that normal? Do people ask each other out over text?
Yeah.
Yeah?
How would you do it, Hank? Text us.
Want to go out? I want to go out with a line.
Text me like one of your French girls. Yeah.
Text us, Hank. Go ahead. No, text us. No, I want to go out? Okay, no.
Damn, we'll HMU if you do sometime.
Oh, that's good. And then maybe 7 hours later when you're drunk, you up?
Yeah.
No, and then you send your dick.
You text him drunk, and then you text him the next morning, like, I'm so sorry, and then you continue the conversation.
Then you send the dick.
Big Cat brings up a great point here. You can't ever get accused of plagiarism if you just send a picture of your dick.
Uh-huh.
So, should have gone with the dick pic.
Girls love dick pics. All right, let's do our Jimbos.
Big Cat.
Okay, I hurt Hank's feelings on Sunday night, and he got really mad at me.
That was actually going to be my Jimbo, too, is I made Hank angry.
Yeah.
And I've never seen Hank that angry besides the mornings.
The best part about Hank is...
You guys don't understand.
Okay, so Hank can get mad again?
Yeah, oh. The best part about Hank is, and this is why I love Hank, he thinks he's hiding his anger towards me, but I know when he's angry. And we were in the wrong, and I fucked up. I took him back a Okafor and Gerard Butler. I fucked up. So, Hank, apologies again. We have no problem with you not doing your laundry, you dirty motherfucker.
My Jimbo is actually, on Monday, when I was
getting ready to come into the office. I'm on crutches, and I am going out to the cab that's picking me up, and I stepped in dog shit with my crutch. And then I had to get into the cab, and I didn't know that my crutch was filled with shit. And so we're driving, and it's like a 20-minute drive because it's rush hour, and just stinking up the cab with all the shit, and the cab driver's looking over his shoulder at me the whole time, and there's really nothing you can do at that point.
You're a sad, sad person right now.
Yes, I am.
Hank?
I don't know why I said we should do Jimbo because I can't think of one.
No, you're the best. No one's better than you, babe.
Hey, thanks.
All right, that's the show for this week. Great week. Make sure you follow us on Part of My Take, at Part of My Take on Twitter, at Part of My Take on Instagram. Subscribe on iTunes. Make sure you tell everyone to subscribe on iTunes. We've also had some really good videos come out this week. Peter King exit interview and our Larry's picks. You can check them out on the brand new Barstool Sports app, which will notify you every time we have a new video. So you download it, you put on the notification for either myself, Hank, or PFT. Anytime we write anything, which will mostly be the videos, it will notify you. You'll have it right on your phone.
Also, I want to just give a shout out to all the mom listeners we've got out there. Mm. I would like to see more of the mom listeners roasting us.
Yeah.
I want to see roasts from your mom.
Yeah.
In
let's
next
do
week.
That. Yeah, let's do all right, so next Friday we're going to get roasted by your moms.
And tell her I said sup.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how you get it. All right, that is the week. We'll see you next week. We got a big week. We're going to Chicago on Thursday. We're going to eat a shitload of buffalo wings. I know you are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I know you are.
Oh, yeah.
And I am.
Diet starts a week from tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we'll see you guys on the flip side. Oh, I'll be coming for your love, okay?